And I appreciate these ladies singing for us today. They did a wonderful job, didn't they? Well, I want to ask for your prayers today as I try to share with you the things that the Lord has placed upon my heart. I'm going to do something. I'm going to ask you to do something different today. Rather than read along with me in the scripture reading today, I'm going to ask that we all read this together out loud today. It consists of six verses. I know that we probably won't be able to stay exactly together, but let's read, everybody that will, let's read today the 23rd Psalm for a scripture reading. The 23rd Psalm. I'll give you just a minute to get turned there, and then we will begin to read with the first verse. Psalm chapter 23, beginning with the first verse. Everybody ready? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you. These verses that make up the 23rd Psalm have been a great comfort. You know, God's word in many places is very comforting, isn't it? And these verses have been a great comfort to many people throughout time in many different circumstances. And they still ring true today in that way to us. We find great comfort in the things that David wrote here that make up what we know as the 23rd Psalm. I know that all of us that have been saved, I know that we are excited and we are thankful, certainly that we have been saved. We count that to be our greatest blessing, don't we? Amen. We count that to be the greatest thing that the Lord has done for us, is that He saved us and that He gave us a home in heaven where we can spend an eternity with Him when our life is finished here on the earth. And I know that we count that a great joy, and we look forward to that with great expectation and great anticipation of what heaven will be like and what it will be like to be there in the presence of the Lord, and to know that the things of earth have passed away, that the things that we face here in life that trouble us and that break our hearts from time to time will all be behind us when we have gone to be with the Lord. And certainly we have the brightest future to look to. You know, those who are saved have the best things waiting for them that anybody has. But I want you to think about, and I want to use this for a title today, and these things have been very much upon my heart this week, it seems. But I want you to think about the present benefits that come from knowing the Lord. God is certainly going to bless us in the future, isn't He? He's certainly going to bless us in eternity when we go to be with Him. But God is good to us right now. And there are wonderful benefits in knowing the Lord that we experience while we yet dwell upon the earth. And when you look at the 23rd Psalm and the wonderful things that the psalmist David wrote here, these are things that pertain to the blessings of the Lord here and now. These are things that pertain to the benefits of salvation, the benefit of knowing the Lord while we are here yet in this world. And that's what David talks about in the 23rd Psalm. He talks about the benefits of God in this life. The Lord is my shepherd. Not that he's going to be one day, but he is presently. The Lord is my shepherd. And when the Lord saved us, for every one of us that know him in a pardon and forgiveness of sin, the Lord, when he saved us, he did not, when his spirit bore witness with our spirit that we had become his, that we had become a child of the Lord did not say to any of us, well, you're saved now. You just go and I'll see you one day in heaven. You won't hear anything from me or see anything from me until then. I'll just, you know, see you when you get to heaven. He didn't do that with any of us, did he? The Bible teaches us that when he saved us, that he took up residence in our heart. He took up his abode in our heart. And I want to share some scripture with you that speaks to that very fact. If you look in 1 John chapter 4, verse 13, it says, hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. So we have knowledge that we have this relationship with God, and that he has this relationship with us. We know that he dwells in us and we dwell in him because he has given us of his Holy Spirit. And in the Gospel of John, in chapter 14, in verses 22 and 23, this is the chapter where Jesus had told his disciples, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. And he had even been asked some questions from them. Philip, I believe it was, had asked him, show us the Father and it will suffice us. And Jesus answered him and said, have you been so long with me and you've not understood this? He that has seen me hath seen the Father. And so as we go on further in that chapter, in verses 22 and 23, the Bible tells us there that Judas, now this was not Judas Iscariot as this verse tells us, but it says, Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. And so there we have in these verses in 1 John chapter 4 and in John chapter 14 verses 22 and 23, we have reference in these to the three persons of the Godhead, the Bible telling us there that God dwells within us, that Jesus, the Son, and God the Father, in John chapter 14, said, we will take up our abode with that man. And then the Holy Spirit dwelling in us and us dwelling in God because he has given us of his Spirit. And we know that it's by the work of the Holy Spirit that God communicates to us. It's through the work, that third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us and blesses us and communicates with us. God dwells within his people. That's a wonderful thing, that God dwells within us because he is always with us. God is with us 24/7. He's always there. And I have been my mind and my heart this week have been fixed on the many ways that God has blessed me, you know, apart from the fact that he has given me salvation and that he's given me a home in heaven. The Lord has been so many things to me in my life, and I'm going to tell you that he is the most important one to me. There's nobody as important as the Lord in my life. God is to be first and foremost in the hearts and the minds of his people. And I'm thankful today for the things that the Lord does for me. I'm thankful that he is my shepherd. You know, the Bible tells us that we are the sheep of his pasture. Jesus said in the 10th chapter of John that if anybody would come unto him, he would be saved and would go in and out and find pasture. And in that 10th chapter of John, he talks about the fact that he is the great shepherd. You know, sheep need a shepherd because from time to time, they need to be led. They need to have guidance. They need to be protected. And I'll tell you what, there's nobody. Listen, when God is watching over you, and God is leading you and guiding you and directing your steps and protecting you, you could not be in better hands. You can't find anybody better than the Lord to do those things, to be your shepherd. David, no doubt, and I can't say you know, that I know everything that was on the mind of David when he penned these beautiful words concerning the Lord. But I do know that he knew what it was to be a shepherd himself. He knew what it was to shepherd over literal sheep, because the Bible teaches us how that he would keep his father's flock. And so he understood the needs of those natural sheep. He understood that there were things that must be done for them by the shepherd. And certainly one of those things was protection, because when he went to face Goliath, he spoke about the time that he was keeping his father's flock, and there was a bear that came against them, and there was a lion that came against them. And listen, the Bible teaches us that there are raving wolves among us today, and they will try to harm God's sheep. They will do everything that they can to harm us and afflict us. And I believe the Lord protects us. The Lord is our shepherd. And so David spoke about how that when those animals had come among the flock to try to destroy them, how that the Lord had delivered them into his hand and given him the strength to overtake them and protect the sheep. He is our shepherd. He makes me to lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. Isn't it so peaceful in the arms of the Lord? I mean, Have you ever found a peace in anything else that's like that? The peace that God is able to give you, the calming of your soul when you are troubled, when you are distressed about things, and as I said earlier, when something just breaks your heart into, isn't it amazing the peace and the comfort that the Lord is able to give to us? The way that God is able to come and to assure us and to give us His grace and to calm our spirit is just amazing, the things that God is able to do. He's my best friend. He is my very best friend. There is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You know who that is? It's the Lord. It's the Lord that sticks closer even than a natural brother. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Now, I've made mention of this before. The 23rd Psalm is popular at funerals. The 23rd Psalm is popular on the little eulogy card, and you see that quite often. But really, I believe in truly understanding what the 23rd Psalm was saying here, this protection and this assurance that David was talking about here, and I really believe that this third and fourth verse go hand in hand with one another as He leads us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake, as God leads us through life, even when we go through the valleys, the dark valleys, as God leads us and we follow Him, even when we find ourselves in a valley that seems like death has cast its darkness upon that, even in those situations, we don't have anything to fear. We don't have anything to fear because His rod and His staff, they comfort us. I'm going to tell you something. If you want to live the best life that you can live here on the earth, live the life that God will choose for you. Live the life that God will direct. I believe that the Lord, if we will allow Him to do so, He will direct our life. If we give God right away and we pray to Him, and if it's our desire to live our life in the will of God, He will guide us in the direction that He would have us to go, and we will spend our time on earth the way that God wants it to be done. The Bible teaches us that. But there's something that we have to do in order to benefit, in order to have that benefit. There's something that is required of us. And the third proverb spells that out to us very plainly. In the fifth and sixth verse of the third proverb, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." You know, if we want to do just what we want, if we're not concerned about the things of the Lord, if we just want to do what we want to do, if we don't trust in the Lord, if we don't look to the Lord, if we don't give Him right away in our life, then we're not going to be led in the paths of righteousness. But if we trust in Him, if we lay aside our ways and we say, "Lord, Your ways are better than my ways," if we acknowledge what the Bible tells us, that His ways are higher than our ways, that His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, listen, make no mistake about it, God knows what's better for you than what you do. He knows more about you than what you know about yourself. He knows the better path. He knows how to get you there a lot better than what you know. So trust in Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Listen, there have been so many times in my life, in my Christian life, there have been so many times in my ministry that I just flat out did not have the answer. I did not know what to do. I needed direction. I needed divine intervention. I needed help. If I would have gone my own way, no doubt I would have made a great mistake and perhaps would have led to a great mess. And I'll tell you what, that's what we can do on our own. If you want to know what it is you can do apart from the leadership of God, I'll tell you, you can make a mess. You can make a mess of things. There were times and have been times and continue to be times, and I know that's true for all of us, that we've just got to have the answer. We've got to have somebody leading us and guiding us that knows better than we do. And so we find that when we go to the Lord and we trust Him and we acknowledge Him and we don't desire our own ways, but we desire God's ways and God's path, then He will lead us. What does the Bible say in the 8th chapter of Romans? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Have you ever had times when you needed strength? Have you ever had times when you just found yourself too weak for a situation? You just found that you were not sufficient in yourself. You didn't have enough strength. When you went to the Lord, did you find that He was able to strengthen you, to supply your need in that way? David found that. In the 27th Psalm, in the first verse, he said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" You know what? I'm going to have a good time one of these days in the presence of the Lord in heaven. Going to have a good time up there, aren't we? As we sing, as the young ladies sang that song this morning, talking about the fact that we would meet. Aren't you glad that there's a place that God has prepared for His people where we're going to meet up again one of these days after we've left this world behind, that there'll be that great reunion of the people of God? I'll tell you what, we're going to have a good time up in heaven. I'm expecting one day to have a wonderful time with the Lord in the place that He's prepared for His people. But I'm going to tell you something. The Lord and myself, we're having a good time right now. I'm having a wonderful time serving Him. I thank God for guiding me, leading me, answering my prayers, benefiting me with His presence. I'm glad that He dwells in me. He's always there, isn't He? God is always there to hear and to answer our prayers. David said that goodness and mercy would follow him all the days of his life. Let me ask you something. Has God been good to you? Has He been good to you? Can you relate to what David said there? Has the mercy of God and the goodness of God been there in your life? Sure it has. He does that for all of His children. Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And he said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, you may have a different thought on this, but I believe even there that he was making reference to this life. I believe he was saying the same thing that we find David having said in the 27th Psalm, in the 4th verse. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. We need to take advantage of all the benefits that the Lord has given us. We need to take advantage of all that God wants us to have. I said one time concerning the song, and I understand what the songwriter was trying to portray in the song, but I said this, I had this thought one time about the song about the Lord giving us a little cabin in the corner of heaven. That's not what the book says, is it? Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I'll tell you what, I want everything that God has to offer. I want everything that he has to give to his children, both in this life and in the life which is to come. I treasure God's love. I treasure his the fact that he dwells within me. The fact that God is always there to answer my prayers. I don't have to wait until I get to heaven one day to know the goodness of God. I'm experiencing it now in this life. Listen, these people that believe in all this health, wealth, prosperity stuff, they can... You know, if they want to believe that the good things of this life are based upon the material wealth that you have, if they want to believe it, let them believe it. I don't. There are things that God blesses us with here and now that are so much better than those things. To know him. He walks with me. He talks with me. And he tells me that I am his own. Is he there for you from day to day? Is he there for you in the midnight hour when you need help? Is he there when you need strength? Didn't Paul say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me? Sure we can. The Lord is my light and my salvation, and he's the strength of my life. In the 37th Psalm, I believe in the 23rd verse, the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. By the Lord. He will guide us. He will direct us. I want to say this to those of you today as young Christians. If you want your life here, and our time here is short, but if you want your life here to be the very best that it can be, if you want your years that you spend on earth to be the most fulfilled they can possibly be, you follow the formula that you find in the third proverb. You trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. And you'll end up just exactly where you're supposed to be if you will do those things and follow those instructions. I appreciate your attention today. I thank God. I thank the Lord for being my shepherd. I'm thankful that in him, I don't want for anything. Do you? He supplies all of our needs according to His riches in glory. He will be, the psalmist also said, this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. He'll be there. God will be there with each of His people. He is there with each of His children when they take that journey, when they cross the Jordan, cross into eternity. He is there. He is our guide even unto death. Thank you for your attention today. I hope that something has been said that's been a strength to you in some way, and that we will just enjoy the great benefits and the great blessings that He has for us. You know, the Bible teaches us that He has grace. Grace. Grace that is sufficient for us in whatever we face. Life can bring about some pretty heavy trials, can it not? But God has grace to give to His children that's sufficient to sustain us in anything that we go through. And so, thank God for His benefits in this present life, and thank Him for that which is to come. I appreciate your attention, Brother Strode left. Brother Ernie.